Caroline has a long throw into the area. Almost falls towards Maxwell, about 30 yards out, central position. Carter, we know that he's dangerous. Plays it in towards Youssef, and it's 1-0 for Moors! Solihull Moors have scored! Youssef with a goal, his 13th of the season, just after half-time.
Yeah, it broke well to Carter, didn't he? He played a lovely little ball inside to the 6-yard box. I mean, Youssef is in acres of space there, and he's just stabbed the ball past Johnson to give Solihull the lead. I think Halifax obviously still in the changing rooms. It happens so many times, doesn't it, at the start of a second half, and they've taken that opportunity, 1-0.
Stenson almost gets away from his defender, Matty Brown, then crosses it low, and there this time is Blissett to convert the chance inside the 6-yard box, and Solihull Moors have doubled their lead.
Yeah, incisive play again. Stenson out on the right-hand side. Fantastic ball in across the 6-yard box. And there, like any good striker, Blissett sliding in, extending his leg, touch on the ball and pass boot, 2-0. And, you know, they've really shown their class, their form in the last 15 minutes of Solihull. And 2-0 up. It's a long way back for Halifax here.
So, Solihull Moors, the way things are, could be heading for the third round of the FA Trophy for the very first time. But that's a casual clearance by the keeper, and it could be a goal for Halifax, and it is! And it's Southwell lifts the ball over Ryan Boot, and out of absolutely nothing, FC Halifax Town are back in the game, and it's all down to a poor clearance from Ryan Boot, which set up the chance.
Yeah, poor clearance, but a fantastic ball through the right-hand side, and there's Southwell, one-on-one. Keeper comes sliding out, and a lovely little dink over the goalkeeper. We weren't quite sure from this angle it was going in, but it's floated in. And Halifax are back in the game. It just shows you how quickly a game can change. They haven't been anywhere near the right level in this second half, and now it's 2-1.
King. Neat ball out towards Edwards. It's up against Carline. Gets past him. Tries to get past Carter. And with a cynical challenge, the experienced midfielder brings down the midfielder for Town, and he's going to be booked.
That's first we've seen, haven't we, apart from the goal from Southwell, of the Halifax attacking play, taking players on, and Edwards did really well, came inside one player, went past Carter, as you said, quite a professional foul there from Carter, bringing down Edwards, and it's a free kick in a really, really good position for FC Halifax Town.
Southwell runs over it, Cozzolo, draws it low, he's beaten the keeper at the near post, and FC Halifax Town from 2 goals down, and a level at 2 apiece.
Well, again, hasn't it, the substitutes have changed the game for Halifax. Edwards got brought down, but what a strike from Cozzolo. We've already mentioned he's been the bright spark for Halifax in this game. You know, brilliant technique, curled it round the wall. Keeper's got a hand to it to his left, but it's gone in the right hand side into the top corner. 2-2. Great last 10 minutes.
Coming up to the 3rd minute of injury time, Carline then winding up to take a long throw. Just reaches the edge of the Town box, headed away by Meyer. Southwell completes the clearance. He's only got Edwards up front. Cozzolo closing down, Booter clears, scuffs it low, it's still inside the Town half, and now Cozzolo, he's still onside, central position, gets away from a couple of players, Edwards is in an offside position, and marked inside the box, cutting in from the right hand side. He didn't keep his eye on the line, and that was possibly the chance for FC Halifax Town to seal it.
Yeah, again another poor clearance from Boot, and then the ball broke. Midfield pass through to Cozzolo's in a good position. Just had probably a touch too much. Edwards should have held his run a little bit, but you know, I think Boot's got to work on his boot, hasn't he? He's had a couple of, you know, one clearance cost the goal, and that one nearly did as well. And you know, he was hanging his head a little bit in shame, wasn't he, as the attack was coming from his poor kick.
Hilton now on the right hand side doesn't get a break of the ball as Cozzolo comes across, and both sides have to settle for a replay in what turned out to be a very entertaining 4-goal thriller at the Shane. It's finished FC Halifax Town 2, Solihull Moors 2. All 4 goals scored after half time, with Solihull Moors racing into a 2-goal lead in the opening 13 minutes of the second half, only four. Halifax Town to fight back with two goals themselves, and they finished the stronger of the two. They had the great chance in injury time, possibly to seal it through Edwards, when he would have been one-on-one with a keeper, cutting into the box, but he drifted into an offside position. And possibly, Lee, over the piece, would you say it's a fair result?
Yeah, I mean, even I would say that Halifax could have actually nicked it at the end there. You know, I've really thoroughly enjoyed it. I think maybe 2-2 in the end has been a fair result.